But I will start with Judge Payne and ask you, because of the amount of time we've spent today with discussions about IPRs, I think it would be very interesting for you to give us an idea of what's going on in your both your division and your district with respect to the motions I'm certain you're dealing with. They're flooding in about stays for the IPR or whether or not the denial of an IPR should be admissible to, at a trial. So if you can give us an idea of that, and then we can follow up with what the other judges have seen.
You know, obviously, at the district court level, we're waiting for guidance from the circuit on a lot of these issues. But I think where we are now, at least in Marshall, and I think in most of the Eastern District, is that on the stay issue, if an IPR has been instituted as to each of the asserted claims, and it would have the statutory preclusive effect, binding effect on all of the defendants, then we're going to grant a stay unless it comes up remarkably late in the case. If there's an issue about whether the petition was filed late for some strategic advantage, that's an issue that we would look at. Theoretically, if there's an issue that there's been some manipulation of the prior art in terms of what's been included and what hasn't been, but I haven't had that argument effectively made, but that was one of the things that, you know, has been identified as a potential problem. But by and large, if it's instituted as to all of the claims before trial, then we're going to stay it and see what happens now.